91.1 WEDM. It's Ray back with another Ray's Rampages. I got someone special in the studio today with me. How about you introduce yourself?
It is the one, the only Colin Echols coming out of retirement from the DJ life. I now work behind the scenes. I miss it.
You miss it?
Miss it.
How much? I don't think.
What are we going here? Like a 5-star rating or a scale of 1 to 10?
It's a scale of 1 to 10.
I give it a 6.
Oh, wow. That's not very high, but that's not very low either.
No, see, the only reason I miss it is because now that I have 3 periods of doing nothing but behind-the-scenes stuff, it's more work. And personally, well, I won't say it's more work. It's a lot more of dedication to certain things.
Yeah.
So
you're always doing something for the sports.
Always doing something. Don't really get to congregate with people. Associate with people.
You're always in this room by yourself.
I know. It's a long 3 periods, but you know, we get stuff done. So
yeah.
Good to be back on the podcast though, you know. Been a minute.
It has been a minute.
Been a long minute.
When's the last time you did a podcast?
On my own?
Yeah.
Last year maybe.
Really?
Wow. So.
Like before or like after COVID?
Oh, definitely before.
Yeah, I know you definitely did one before. Did you, was like
it was Inside the Huddle. So now instead of actually like doing the interviews for Inside the Huddle, I just produce the show, which is kind of cool. We're making moves in life and we're upgrading.
But not as good as me.
Oh, no.
No.
Never. Never. Ray's Rampage on top.
Oh, yeah. Fun fact. I am our number one podcast here at Warren because
way to be
for some reason.
About it.
Yeah, well, I'm not, you know, I got to brag about at least something in my life.
No, I agree. You have to brag about that. You're the number one podcast in the school. I mean, hey.
Yeah, I'm a pretty modest person outside of this.
Very true.
This is very true. I'm very conserved. And I don't know, I feel like I can really open myself up on this podcast because a lot of people don't even know who I am, which is, honestly, I've never been bothered by that. But I know some people are always bothered by people not knowing who they are. But I feel like I can really just hide behind the mic here and just be like this person, this alter ego.
Exactly. Kinda. It's a great thing about radio because look at it. TV stars, you walk out the studio, people know who you are.
Yeah.
Radio, dude, I could post a bunch of fake pictures on my Instagram and you would have no idea who
I am. Oh, yeah. It's like if I wanted to be anonymous, an anonymous podcast, that's what I'd be.
Oh, 100%.
I know a lot of people personally that listen to my podcast. I'm not sure who my other viewers are. But I really appreciate them because I've really found my voice on this. Like last year, I didn't talk a lot in radio. I kind of opened up more second semester when I was able to do my own podcast. And I kind of felt like I had a place because I was on Warren's World and I just felt, oh, I'm being directed into doing something that I don't really want to do. I want to talk about what I want to talk about. And I don't want to have to ask a million questions to some like 10th grader.
Some random person about a club that may or may not exist and may or may not exist for how long.
Oh, yeah. And then like they don't know how to speak to the mic. They don't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, I will say this. Running things by yourself and working for yourself is the greatest thing to ever happen.
Oh, yeah. I think that's another, like, big plus of the radio industry is, like, you do a lot of stuff by yourself.
Yes, 100%.
You don't really have to depend on someone else, like, especially in a podcast format. I don't have to depend on anyone except for my director to get it
now,
in.
Look, and even then, if you're running a solo podcast, most of the time you're your own director.
Yes.
Now, occasionally, there are still a few times where you got to run through a boss, but that's not the biggest deal. If it's your own podcast and your boss just gives it to you, normally, the boss is just giving you a date to have it done by.
Oh, yeah.
Not who you have to go interview and what you have to talk about and all this other stuff.
Now, we do have show sheets here, though. I don't really like the show sheets because I like to go into my podcast not knowing what I'm talking about and just, like, kind of talking with the person, like, what me and you did right before the podcast. I was like, it's really up to you. I'll piggyback off of whatever idea you have and we'll shoot shots at each other and just talk back and forth. That's
usually... figure out, look, do the podcast. And then after it's done...
Well, that's what I've been doing.
After it's done, drop a show sheet of what you talked about during the podcast.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. It's been working, you know.
Loopholes, people. Loopholes.
Loopholes. They're always important. But yeah, like I said, Ray's Rampage. I'm very thankful for it. I'm going to be really sad when we graduate.
Hey, keep it going.
I don't know. I won't have as many viewers. I mean... I don't even know what makes this interesting, you know? It's just me talking.
Look, it's just like every other thing. Like, listen to it. The Breakfast Club. Now, obviously, The Breakfast Club is interviewing a new celebrity every day.
But they're really good, you know?
They talk about nothing, and they make it interesting. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
You go on there, the one with Soulja Boy. This man's talking about how he created the internet. Now, that is a totally different topic. That is a conversation I won't get into. But they talk about nothing, and they make it interesting, and they make it funny.
Well, that's the point I want to get to. I feel like I do a pretty good job at that now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I feel like I could be progressing myself. I want to keep doing this after high school, but I just feel like I'm going to feel so discouraged starting off from nothing. Whereas this year
so
I
don't start off from nothing. Keep it going with this.
You just come back to the school every weekend.
No. Don't even do it like that. Like, record it at home and just keep uploading it on the same platform.
Oh, that's true. I could. I think Whitehair would also agree that he would like that. But I also want to take it in more directions where I can talk about politics and stuff like that, because we can't do that here.
Okay, so then do this. Here's my advice and what I would personally do. Keep the Rays Rampage side of it going.
Tell them I'm moving to Spotify.
And there you go. Tell them you're starting another thing that's more of a freelance type of thing, but keep this going too. Because this is your starting ground. You want to keep it built up. Keep this built up. Record another podcast episode. Maybe you do them alternate weeks. So Ray's Rampage is this week, and whatever your other one is, Ray's Extra Rampage is next week.
Ray's Extra Rampage.
The Extra Rampage is the explicit version of Ray's Rampage.
I have a feeling I would.
Your discretion is advised.
It is advised. I will be going off the wire. Not as much as I go off here. You guys have heard me. My very first podcast was about the Star Wars movies, and I no longer am friends with that person that I did the podcast with. I will not be speaking on that, but it was a really good podcast. I felt
great series of movies, by the way.
Great series. Last Jedi was good. I don't care what anyone says.
It was, oh my gosh.
I liked it. It was very compressed.
I was not a Star Wars nerd until the new ones came out.
Yeah, the new series I got more into than the old series.
I had watched 4 and 5 because everyone's seen 4 and 5. It's like the two most important Star Wars movies ever. Didn't really care to watch any of the other ones. The new ones came out. It was hyped. Bought into the hype a little bit. Watched it. Thought, this is good. And then Disney Plus came out, and all of them came out, and I watched every single one 2 or 3 times, and here we are.
Yeah, it takes up a couple watches to really like grasp the concept of what is going on. But I think that's what's most interesting about it. I think that's the same thing with, like, I don't know, for me personally, if I listen to a podcast, I have to go back and re-listen to it another time.
I think anything, like whether it's a movie, a song, a podcast, anything, you got to listen to it multiple times to actually catch everything.
Yeah.
100%.
Same thing with school.
Oh, gosh. Don't even give me... Dude, watch the notes videos for AP Calculus 12 times and still not understand.
Oh, yeah.
Watch it the 13th and you'll know how to do it forwards and backwards.
Me for DC Bio right now, I've been going over and over my notes. And I'm like, I don't understand.
That's why I don't take a science class anymore.
You know what? I'm about to drop out. So sorry, Miss Nelson. Love you to death. But oh my goodness, please teach me. I need guidance. I can't keep doing this notes thing. I need, it's awful.
A lot going on.
I go home and cry.
I don't go that far, but most of the time it just results in me not giving up. But we take a break and then we get back at it later.
Yeah. How has radio been for you with this like new scheduling thing? How do you feel about radio? I feel like a lot of things have changed on our podcast.
A lot of things have changed. So, for those of you that don't know, this is my third year in the advanced radio side of things.
It is your third year.
And in those 3 years, a ton has changed. My sophomore year, my first year, huge class.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of juniors and seniors.
Yeah.
Many of whom, which I became good friends with, many of whom have left, many of whom I've lost contact with, kind of regret that side of it, but, from that year, and a lot of those people came back because the majority of them were juniors, a lot of them came back for last year, But it's just kind of like, it's not weird because there's still a lot of people that came back from the past 2 years. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. It just feels like at the same time, there's so many people that's just like not here that I'm like expecting to like walk through like, the door.
It's so weird. Like Zoe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like all these people.
I'm like, wow.
Right. All these people that I was like cool with, I was super close with. It's just none of them are here anymore.
I just want to hear Xavier like say one more bad joke about me being from Star Wars. Oh. Last year was like, as much as I didn't talk, I did a lot of listening. It was very interesting.
Last year was a listening year.
Yeah, it's definitely a people watching year for me.
Last year was a year that you listened until the opportune moment, and then you said something that was slick for that particular conversation.
Yeah.
And then once that was over, you went back to listening and you waited for the next opportunity. Yeah. And you let the other people carry on the conversation until it got interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Then you hop in and make it more interesting.
I think the dynamics of what a typical high school is probably played a lot into our class last year. Like, you know, on the movies, there's like people like fighting and stuff like that. And just like, that was definitely us last year.
You missed 2 years ago. I mean, 2 years ago, when I tell you crazy. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I believe it.
It was wild. I mean, you thought last year was wild. In terms of last year,
I think the drama side of things were more wild last
Holy
year.
Cow. No. I mean, it was a different breed 2 years ago. It was crazy.
How can it get more crazy than last year? We had people, like, ready to fist fight that were in a relationship.
Oh, my gosh. Who was? I don't even remember who that was. We're going to have to talk after this.
Yeah, we're not going to air out anyone's business.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk after this. But no, like, it was insanity. Different breed.
Yeah, but we're gone next year, so we won't ever experience that ever again.
I know. Part of me is like, yes, let's go. I'm ready to move on with my life. But the other part of me is like, just one more year.
Just one more year. I need one more year because we've gotten so much new equipment, so many new things.
I know everything new, all the construction going on right now.
Dude, yes.
For a parking garage.
That's what I've been told.
All that construction out on 16th Street.
Oh my God, that makes sense. Why are they laying concrete?
Right. That's what it's supposedly going to be. It's a student parking garage.
Oh my gosh.
And you're going to have to scan your ID to get in.
That's great.
And it's going to be connected to the school too. Like, they're not going to have to walk in the rain anymore.
You know what?
Bogus.
This is it. We should flunk this year. Super seniors.
Bring out the Dwight K. Schrute in me. Oh, absolutely ridiculous, Jim.
Honestly, I'm excited to see where Warren goes because I still have younger siblings, so I can always come back and visit.
I have a sister that's a freshman, so.
Yeah, we could always come back and visit if we really want to.
I'm going to come back just to bug white hair. You know
how
it is.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to at least once a week. At the very least.
And for those of you that really think we're trying to be mean and clowning on him, we love white hair.
Oh, yeah. He's
white hair's a great guy.
Listen.
We just love to mess with him from time to time.
His country accent is so thick. It's so great, though. Great man.
I'm going to miss white hair, though. Low-key.
No, you know what? Don't get me emotional. I've already cried enough this year.
Yeah, no crying on Ray's Rampage. We're keeping it upbeat today, boy.
We are upbeat always and forever. You will never hear me cry on this podcast. Well, maybe, you know.
The last one.
The very last one. I might
Ray's Rampage.
A few tears.
The last Rampage.
Stop! No! Oh, my God. Stop talking to me. You're, like, bringing into fruition that our first semester is already almost over.
That's crazy.
We have, like, a month and a half.
Like 12 days, I think. 12 school days until...
Yeah. For us?
Thanksgiving. No. Not even for us. 12 total between us and
Gold. Are you serious?
We're in November already.
Oh my God, we are. Oh,
it's November
6th? No. Oh my gosh.
Who's ready to get fat in a couple weeks?
Can't wait.
Greatest time ever.
I can't though. I got my sport. Winter sports. We get no fun.
Spring sports.
You're fine.
I know. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday forever and always.
I'm hoping that things go smoothly, though, so we can have the rest of our senior year not at home.
Agreed. 100%.
We're being stared down, like, heavily by Alex right now.
Yeah, I know.
Hey.
Just got the salute.
Just got a salute.
What's happening? All good.
Waiting for us to leave. I don't think we're going to leave.
I don't know.
We're not leaving. I don't feel... Yeah.
No clue what's going on.
So, keep it safe, guys. And remember to listen to me more, you know?
Of course. No. Real talk. I got to get serious here for a couple seconds.
Yeah.
You do put in a lot of work. We do recognize that. And we want to congratulate you on it, of course.
Aww.
No, like, seriously, I mean... What did you start this podcast like last year?
I started it not even beginning of the semester. I think it was closer to when COVID happened that I started it.
Right, exactly. Okay, so let's just put it like this. Podcast hadn't even been up for 8 months.
Yeah.
Hadn't even been up for 8 months yet, and it's already our number one podcast. So the fact that it's taken off that quickly,
yeah,
my opinion, that's a big deal. You know, we've had Inside the Huddle going for...
a lot of years. I'm super grateful for all my viewers and all of my teammates around me. You guys are great. You guys are a great support too. I feel like this year especially has been like really good.
Yeah. I think that the support system that we have amongst us this year, I think it's a little bit more like a family type thing.
Oh yeah.
But I think in anything, support is the biggest thing. Like, you know, friends, family, loved ones, you know, whatever you want. Support, if you can give nothing else to them, at least give them your support in what they want to do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially if it's like something creative like this, because like...
Oh, yeah. If it's something they want to do, I don't care if you go get a job that makes, you know, $15,000 a year and stuff like that, and you're living in like a cardboard box. If that's what you want to do, go do it.
If that's what you want to do, go and do it.
Like, if that's the job that you want,
cardboard box.
Go for it. Now, the cardboard box thing, we may have to work that out at a later date. But if that's the job you want, I'm not going to stop you if that's what you love. Go do what you want to do. Support's number one. So my word of advice to everybody for today, just support everybody you love.
Yeah, all right. That's it for today. Thank you, Colin, for coming on. And thank you guys for listening and always supporting me. See you guys next time. In like 2 weeks. We're like bi-weekly now.
I know. It's crazy.
It is
weird.
So weird.
So weird.
But
thanks for having me on, by the way.
See you guys. Bye.